I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State militants and control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
That's only one part of what we need Turkey to do, and what Turkey has indicated some willingness to do. We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. United States has expressed concern that North Korea's artillery fire towards South Korea, which retaliated by firing its own artillery in their latest flare-up of cross-border violence. U.S. officials say they are closely monitoring the situation. Artillery exchange took place Thursday along the country's western border and amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korea military exercises, which North Korea condemns as preparations for war. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead 3 days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, were against the country. Unidentified gunman killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues are saying it appeared to be a targeted attack, as the attackers did not take Moy's money or his cell phone. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid disbursement because Islamabad allegedly made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network. Aisha Tanzim has more.
If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. This is the money reimbursed to Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reported Thursday the United States found Pakistan's operations against the Haqqanis inadequate. The U.S. embassy in Islamabad did not respond to requests for a comment on Thursday. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned on Thursday, calling for a snap election on September the 20th, just 7 months after taking office. After months of contentious negotiation with Greece's creditors, its European Union neighbors, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, Tsipras agreed to more than tax increases and pension cuts. It's something he said he would not have to do, but did, to win approval of a new $95 billion bailout, and that came with the support of opposition Greek lawmakers. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter says the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
And I was pleasantly surprised that that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease.
Mr. Carter says he is still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he has done almost every Sunday since he left office as president in 1981. Two of the leading 2016 U.S. Republican presidential contenders, real estate mogul Donald Trump and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, are taunting each other 5 months before the country's first party primary election. Trump and Bush held dueling town hall rallies with voters just a few kilometers apart this week in the state of New Hampshire, where Republicans will be voting in February. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English.